You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Brought to you by Remarkably Remote, a new daily microcast from the experts at GoToMeeting all about making work from home work for you. Find Remarkably Remote on smart speakers, subscribe on your favorite podcasting app, or listen at GoToMeeting.com/tips. That's GoToMeeting.com/tips. Scientists are looking into the role of genes, evidence of heart damage is emerging, and New York City's transit system is struggling. Here's what you should know. Your genes may decide how sick you get with COVID-19. To understand why COVID-19 affects people differently, scientists have been scouring data from hotspots, looking for patterns in patients' age, race, sex, socioeconomic status, and access to healthcare. Now they're digging somewhere else for clues, your DNA. COVID-19 is causing mysterious heart damage. New data indicates that lungs aren't the only organs hit hard by COVID-19. An initial study found that as many as 1 in 5 patients suffer from cardiac damage, and some are dying of cardiac arrest. In New York, the virus has taken a devastating toll on the city's buses and subways. The MTA, reportedly slow to implement safety measures, is short-staffed even with reduced service. So far, 41 transit workers have died. Finally, here's today's one question. How do you care for your car while sheltering in place? Tip number one, try to drive your car for at least 20 minutes a week. The most important thing is to keep your car's battery from dying, and running the engine will charge it. But it will also get fluids moving, the brakes will shed their rust, and you'll avoid long-term problems like tire flat spots and dried-out belts. Tip number two, consider giving the inside a good clean. Your car's interior is full of surfaces you touch all the time. A little decontamination could go a long way, and most people agree that simple ethanol is the best thing to use to disinfect the inside of a car. And tip number three, prepare your car for long-term storage. Getting a weatherproof cover will help protect those rides stored outdoors, and it's also a good idea to fill the gas tank one last time and add a fuel stabilizer. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.